understand that there's a rhythm of the planet. There's a rhythm of the sea. There are rhythms within your body. In other words, there's rhythms in the way that the blood moves through you. In other words, this is a vibrational universe. And as you start tuning yourself to this rhythm of well-being, of this vibrational universe, then you don't need something that is external from you. You're just naturally floating downstream, flowing downstream, moving rapidly downstream toward all of the things that you're wanting.
I've experienced that.
Yes.
And I have a question about my daughter. I swam with dolphins for a month when I was pregnant with her, and one particular one, and they were in captivity in Ishkaret, and my daughter basically is the reason we moved to Hawaii, and she swam with wild dolphins, and she was 6 years old, and when we were done, she said, "That was really nice, but it's not my pod." And I'm just really curious, how is she, like, literally become part of that pod because of the dolphins, or what brings that up for her to see herself that way?
Well, we do not feel a vibrational in other words, she is not a dolphin, and she does not have a pod. And so, but she's heard enough about them, and so it might have just been her clever way of explaining to her that that was not as much fun for her as you wanted it to be. And she was trying to give it to you in the terminology that you would understand it.
Okay. And my last question.
In other words, almost nothing else that she would have said would have gotten your attention.
Yeah.
But that really
that
did.
That one got me.
And if she had gone on, she would have explained, "I am human." In other words, she can find alignment without swimming with the dolphins. And while we love that you swim with the dolphins, we want you to find alignment whether you swim with the dolphins or not. Yeah. And when you find alignment and you swim with the dolphins will say, "You've got it, get out."
Yeah. It's true. My last question is, you spoke once about Bigfoot, and I've been working on a...
We have never spoken of Bigfoot unless someone else spoke of Bigfoot.
Well, I've been writing a fictional story based on things that people have said are true, and just for fun and fantasy, and then I weave in a lot of Abraham philosophy into it about how to play the game, and I'm wondering if
good way to distort our work. Very
yeah.
good. Couple it with things that are absurd.
I just say
that's very helpful.
Well, I do say that it's a game. The whole thing's a game, and it's fun. And so I've picked really fun things. And one of the things I'm curious about your perspective on is has to do with the Earth being hollow. And I'm curious if you could. I've heard a few different versions of it, and that there's a central sun and inner sea, and...
Absurd.
Absurd. Okay, I'm just curious. Yeah. And also, are you aware of anything called the Bible Code? And it's that supposedly the Bible, if you put all the first five chapters, all the letters...
Absurd.
Absurd. Okay. Well, we're just having fun with it anyhow, so...
This is very helpful. Anything else you want to solve?
No, that's it. That's it. Thanks.
Anything that anyone wants to focus upon is valid, and it is not any of our business. We really do not have the right to say that something that someone is thinking is inappropriate. In other words, people get to project the thoughts that they want to think, and they get to offer a vibration, and the universe will bring them into alignment. But we are more central in nature. In other words, we are more based in the laws of the universe. And we are so aware of the intensity with which you came forth into this time-space reality and the platform of stability that it provides you in your evolution, you see. And while it is true that anything that you can think of, you can set off a spark of thought, and in time that thought can become some reality, we are so aware of the power of the environment in which you all are focus that we really are wanting you to find the stability that, in other words, when you reach for the thought that your inner being is thinking about your planet, you feel such a connection. It's what our friend was talking about when he was describing